Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
I just want to be your friendly reminder to be okay with whether you get that thing or not. On this episode of A Great Life, we'll be discussing why it's important to make sure all the idols in your life are deaded so that you can receive abundantly according to God's will in your life. What's up, beautiful people, and welcome back to another episode of A Great Life podcast. I'm your creator and host, Paris Chardet, and I'm super excited that you're here. A Great Life is a listening space that explores growth and fresh perspective through God's Word. Because the way I see it is simple. The process is always the same. It just looks a little different based on where you are, what you know, and what you got. But regardless of it all, you deserve to live a great life. So welcome, welcome. What's up? What's up? Once again, super excited to get into this topic today about killing all the idols in your life. God is the one true God, okay? There is one Yahweh, Jehovah Jireh. He is not sharing the stage. He is not sharing the space. Yes, there are things that you know are going to happen in your life if God has given you that foresight. And for some of us, there's things we're just simply hoping for, believing for. We haven't necessarily received a word for, but we're believing for it. I just want to be your friendly reminder to be okay with whether you get that thing or not. Sometimes when you're believing or expecting something, you become so consumed with that one thing that you forget to simply just live and appreciate everything. Some of you are expecting and believing for children, career opportunities, relationships, marriage, a new car, a new house. Oh, so many things we're all expecting and believing and waiting for. But God always reminds us to be content in all of our circumstances. Simply because none of us is guaranteed tomorrow. Yes, the goal and the hope is that we get to live a long, long life. That we at the least get our 120 years, at least 100 of them, 99. But the truth is, not everyone gets that luxury. So despite what you may be waiting for, I encourage you to make sure you are content whether you have that thing or not. Because if you are obsessing over what could be or what you're believing for, that is called idolization. Now, what is an idol? According to Google, an idol is an image or representation of a god used as an object of worship or a person or thing that is greatly admired, loved, or revered. So, there's this story in the Bible about Samuel, the great prophet who crowned David the new king. And Samuel's story is very complimentary to what our topic is today, simply because of his mother, Hannah. Hannah's husband had two wives, herself and a lady named Peninnah. Now, Peninnah had kids, you know, and Hannah didn't. And so Peninnah would, you know, tease her and, you know, give her a hard time in life. Hannah would get really upset This really bothered her that she did not have children. The story of Samuel's birth doesn't state whether Hannah was barren or anything like that, but it does state that the Lord had closed her womb. It wasn't open. Now, when I think of that small detail, it kind of reminds me of a door. Sometimes doors and things are closed, but they're closed to protect us, or they're closed because it's simply not the time for us to enter into that new dimension or opportunity or relationship or whatever's behind that door. Sometimes the doors are closed because it's just not the time. It doesn't mean it's never going to happen. It just means that when God has his hand on something, that means there is a designated time and place for that thing, and it has to happen the way he ordains it. Now, God does value free will, so there are some little maneuvers that can work according to our time, like going to the grocery store or, you know, something of that nature, making a phone call, blah, 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 blah. But there are some things that are larger than us. Because even though it states that Hannah's womb was closed, she did end up having Samuel, who ended up becoming a great prophet. And his time was ordained. Now, the story goes on to tell us that one day Hannah is super upset. She's so upset. She is mad. And she's praying in her heart, and her lips are moving, and she's looking all crazy. And the priest Eli comes in, and he's like, "Woman, are you drunk? You drunk up here in the Lord's house?" I'm paraphrasing. "Are you drunk up here in the Lord's house? What's wrong with you coming in the Lord's house drunk?" And she's like, "Oh, I'm not drunk. I just want the Lord to hear my prayer. I just need the Lord to know that I want a baby. I need to have kids. I deserve to have kids. Why won't you give me kids, Lord Jesus? Come on, somebody." You know how we do when stuff don't come in our time. We just get to crying and complaining and moaning and groaning. We get to saying, "Why me? Why them and not me? Why can't, I've been working hard. You know what I'm saying? I've been working hard. Why them and not me? Why can't this thing just happen for me, Lord? Come on, Jesus. I know you ain't brought me this far to leave me." Okay, she's having her coming to Jesus moment. She is broke down because she can't have no kids. Or should I say, she is broke down because she has not yet had children. So Eli says, "May the Lord grant your prayer." And she's like, "Ugh." And it says she goes to eat and she coo. There's another part in the story that I want to highlight where her husband knows that she's so upset about this thing that she just hasn't gotten yet. She hasn't had any children yet. And it is affecting her so much that her husband says, "Hannah, don't you see I love you?" Again, I'm paraphrasing. "Don't you see I love you, girl? I give you double portions. I give you more than Penina because I love you, girl. Look at all that you already have. Is my love for you not enough?" Now, when her husband says, "Is my love for you not enough?" it reminds me of our relationship with the Lord. It's like, "Yes, Lord, I have these great visions of these things and these accomplishments." And God is saying, "Yes, because I'm giving them to you. But hey, don't idolize what you could be, what could come, what will come in its time. Am I not enough? I have to be enough. Because if I am not enough, then I can't release this thing. I can't open the womb. I can't open the door because I cannot allow you to walk into something where you are idolizing the thing and not me." Because when we idolize the ideas, the imagery of other things, it can only destroy us. Only the great King of Kings is the giver of life. So anything outside of that can't give you life. And we know the opposite of life. So let's steer clear of those things. Moral of the story is, Hannah has her breakdown. She eventually gets something to eat, because it talks about how this thing was affecting her ability to eat. She wasn't really eating, y'all. At some point, she finally gets something to eat. Her husband go do grown-up things. And it states that in time, she became pregnant with Samuel. But here's the catcher. Hannah had to release the idolization of having a child and say, God, you're enough. Give me the child and I'll give him back to you. So in time, God gave her that child. And Hannah gave Samuel back to God. He ended up being raised by the priest Eli. Do you know how hard it would be to just give your little cute little baby little kid to someone you hardly know? In order to do something like that, you would have to have relinquished the idolization of it. You would have had to come to the conclusion that, Lord, you are so much enough that even when you do decide to give me that thing in your timing, I'm just going to give it right back to you. So all of this is to say, if there's anything in your life that you're waiting on, that you're believing for, that you're praying for, that you just know is going to happen, you've become really impatient and a little bit obsessed with that thing, is your reminder to make sure you are not idolizing any possibilities in your life. Because when it's ordained by God, He can't release it until you're okay with or without it. Always remember that regardless, God has to be enough. Whether you get it or you don't, He has to be enough. Because in time, He will open your womb. He will open the door. And you will be able to be so unattached that you can give Him the glory, that you will give it back to Him. Remember, our attachment is to the everlasting Father, the King of Kings, the great God of everything. That is our attachment. Don't be attached to anything outside of that. Don't idolize anything outside of our great Father. When you get to that place, and some of you watching this, hey, you know exactly what I'm talking about. The overflow will happen. The doors will fly open. The opportunity will be endless. And honestly, you probably won't even recognize it till you recognize it, because you're so unattached that things can just start happening. May you be blessed in all that you do. And may the Heavenly Father open up all of His promises unto you, because you deserve to live a great life. Thank you so much for tuning into A Great Life Podcast. I truly pray this episode has blessed you. For more Great Life, head over to madebyprayer.com and join my newsletter and blogging community. And if you'd like to support this channel and podcast, please make sure you hit the subscribe button and tell a friend. Well, that's all for today, folks. God bless. Don't stress.
It's Pepperis.
Peace.
A Great Life Podcast, brought to you by Made by Pear.
Reimagine your reality.
in 30 nights with the Nightly Affirmation Journal. Order today at madebypair.com.